first, it looks like Foxconn is planning to build a big manufacturing plant in southeastern Wisconsin after all. Last week, it was reported that the company was abandoning that project, citing a changed global marketplace, and that it would focus more on research and development. Despite the shift, Foxconn said it was still committed to the deal it made with the state to invest $10 billion and create 13,000 jobs in Wisconsin. In exchange, it would get $4 billion in state and local tax incentives. Now, state Democrats blame Republicans for crafting a bad deal. Republicans blame Governor Evers for being anti-business and creating economic uncertainty. Then on Friday, Foxconn put out a statement saying that after a personal conversation between Chairman Terry Gou and President Trump, the manufacturing plans are back on. We got Democratic reaction from Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz after the scale back was first reported. Right now, we're joined by Jim Steinecke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna, and the Assembly Majority Leader. Representative Steinecke, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. I take it, first of all, that you're happy that Foxconn is sticking to its manufacturing plans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously last week was a little bit confusing for folks, and glad that we came out the other end of it with the promise still intact that Foxconn is going to move forward. I think we got to move beyond the blame game and really start focusing on making sure that these jobs come to fruition and the economy of Wisconsin benefits from them.
Now, because it's changed a couple of times, can you remind all of us of what exactly Foxconn is planning on building in Mount Pleasant?
Sure. I mean, basically what we're going to see over the course of the next 18 months is a liquid crystal module back-end packaging plant. So, okay, that's a mouthful right there. They're also planning on building out a high-precision molding factory, a system integration assembly facility, centers for rapid prototyping, R&D, and a town center all within the next 18 months.
Now, does this past week have you feeling at least a little bit uneasy about what Foxconn is going to do in the state?
No, I mean, there's been, you know, we've seen this before with some of the reporting surrounding Foxconn, that there's been some misinformation out there, some things that come to light, and then Foxconn comes out and denies what was being reported in the press. So we're just focused on moving forward, working with WEDC and Foxconn to make sure that this plant comes to fruition.
You know, Jim, you were talking about the fact that both sides have to stop playing the blame game. How can we get to a point where that can come to an end and just do what's best for the state moving forward? And by that, I mean making sure that we have those 13,000 jobs for the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, I think, number one, I think it would be helpful if Governor Evers came out and said he was committed to the existing deal and that he was going to do everything he could to make sure that this moves forward as crafted, because I think certainty is a very important thing for business, whether it's a small business in Wisconsin or a multinational company. They need some certainty. And when Governor Evers talks about getting rid of the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit, when he talks about renegotiating some aspects of the deal, I think that uncertainty does play a part in some of the concerns from the company. But that being said, I think if he indicated that he was committed to this deal going forward, I think that would be go a long way towards quieting some of the opposition from his own party.
Jim Steinecke joins us as Republican state representative from Kaukauna and also the Assembly Majority Leader, and we're talking about the latest at Foxconn. Is there any sense of what President Trump and Chairman Gou talked about that made Foxconn change its mind about abandoning the plant?
Boy, I'd certainly love to have been listening in on that phone call when it happened, as I'm sure many would. But I'm not sure exactly what the conversation was. I haven't heard from either the company leaders or the administration on what was discussed. But whatever it was, obviously put the company more at ease, and it was helpful in continuing to keep this project moving forward.
Representative Steinicke, there is probably still some concern about from many Wisconsinites about the fact that First Foxconn said that they couldn't build the LCD television screens because of competition, and now it sounds like they may be building some after all. Is that something that you're going to continue to monitor?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, one of the things that the opponents to this deal tried to say while we were putting it through the legislature, and have even continued to say afterwards, that this was just a blank check to a company. Obviously, that's not the case. They missed benchmarks in their first year to create a certain number of jobs. They didn't get any tax credits because of that. So this really is a deal that has very solid protections in there for the taxpayers. So our responsibility as legislators and the administration working with WEDC is to make sure that those jobs are accounted for, the capital investment is accounted for, and no money goes out until jobs are created or capital investments are made.
How much flexibility is in this deal for Foxconn, meaning that they apparently don't have to build a factory, do they?
The deal is entirely structured around the number of jobs, the amount of capital investment, and making sure those two are tied directly to any credits that are paid out. So in order to qualify for any of the credits, those jobs that I think the average salary has to be over $30,000. If a job doesn't pay $30,000, it's not eligible for tax credits. The capital investments have to be made. All that stuff has to be done before they qualify for anything. So when it comes down to the particulars of what exactly they make, I don't think that matters as much as that the jobs are there, the capital investment is made, and then the average salary per job is accounted for.
In a news release after it was reported that Foxconn was shifting to more of a research and development focus, the state Republican Party blamed Governor Evers for not showing leadership and a history of anti-business rhetoric. But the company has insisted that it has a good relationship with Evers. And I know you've alluded a little bit earlier, Representative Steinicke. But what's your read on the whole Evers factor?
Like I said, I think the only concern that I can see going forward is some of the uncertainty surrounding the manufacturing and agriculture tax credit, and his statements in the past that said he wanted to renegotiate aspects of the deal. If the company is happy and feels like the deal is intact, I think that's the best indication going forward that we're gonna be able to create these jobs and make these investments. Because after all, for every dollar that's invested by the state, economic projections show that $18 is gonna be returned to the state's economy. So it's a good deal all around, and hopefully as we go forward, everybody can work together, the legislature, the governor, WEDC, and the company, to make sure this happens.
Foxconn didn't create enough jobs in 2018 to qualify for state tax credits, is something that you talked about. It finished the year with about 178 full-time employees. It needed about 82 more. Are you concerned about that?
No. I mean, first of all, it just proves what we've said all along, that these credits are tied directly to job creation, that there are benchmarks in place, and if they don't reach those benchmarks, they don't get the tax credit. So I think it proves our case that we've made over the course of the last couple of years, and proves that the opponents were wrong about that. But anybody that knows anything about business knows that things don't always happen exactly on a set schedule. So we're confident, given the company's reassurances that they're committed to the state of Wisconsin and the fact that they've already made hundreds of millions of dollars of investments and over 1,000 jobs, 1,000 people have been working directly related to that site. We feel confident that this is going to move forward.
We have about a minute left. I wanted to ask you, what's your reaction to Democrats who say that this deal with Foxconn is a loser for the state?
I think it's sad. I mean, people can have differing opinions on certain aspects of the deal, but when you're talking about a project of this magnitude that's going to diversify Wisconsin's economy virtually overnight, it should be something that we're all rooting for. We shouldn't be rooting against the success of this deal. We should be rooting for it. because after all, even in the early stages of this project, it's been proven that every corner of the state is going to benefit from this deal.
Representative Steinecke, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Jim Steinecke is a Republican state representative from Kaukauna and the Assembly Majority Leader. We talked with him about Foxconn's plan to press on with its massive manufacturing facility in Mount Pleasant. You can also go back and hear our interview last week with Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz at WPR.org. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page if you have questions, or email us at ideas@WPR.org.